Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, worship team, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate the worship team once again. Glory be to God. As I wait for my Bible. Hallelujah. Yes, Bridget, Joanne said, good to see you. They were talking about you. I don't know where. I don't know which people were talking about you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we thank God for the rains. Amen? We thank God for what? Yeah, for me, I don't have any issues with rain. Glory be to God. Because I have young trees. Trees, okay? Compound trees, which I need what? I need them to grow. So for me, I don't have any issues with any amount of rain. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes. We had a wonderful prayer meeting on Thursday. Glory be to God. Yes, wonderful things were shared. Hallelujah. And glory be to God. For those of you who want to know what was shared, you can find out from those who were there. Glory be to God. Amen. Now we are continuing talking about praying until something happens. Okay? Praying until what? Something happens. Glory be to God. We shall talk about that, but I sense that we shall make a detour somewhere along the road. Because I just got four scriptures which I've added to the scriptures that we're going to read. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, as we pray until something happens, we have to remind ourselves that we are praying with God, who is able to even bring to life the things that died or the things that are seemingly dead. Glory be to God. He is a God of the resurrection. You understand, eh? So, yeah, things which seemingly died in your life. Amen? There are those which actually died. Glory be to God. God is able to bring them back to life. Okay, God is able to bring them back into your life. Okay, then there are those things that are seemingly dead. Probably they are very sick. Yes, sick unto death. Glory be to God. Amen. Even those things, God is able to revive them. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, we see how God told Abraham that, I have made you a father of many nations. And that same verse talks about how Abraham believed, okay? He believed God, okay? He believed God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Hallelujah. God gives life to what? To the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Okay, this is a God Abraham believed in. Hallelujah. And as you are aware, you are a child of Abraham, the Bible says. Amen. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are also the seed of who? Of Abraham. So Abraham believed this God. Okay? Hallelujah. He knew that the God I'm believing in can even raise the dead. Hallelujah. And he called things which are not visible, things which are not manifest. He calls them as though they were there. Glory be to God. So Abraham believed this God. And the Bible says in verse 18 that, contrary to hope, in hope, Abraham believed. Contrary to what? Contrary to hope. In hope, Abraham believed. Okay, contrary to what? Hope. Now that means that almost all of you in this room, okay, you would have laughed at Abraham. Glory be to God. Because even to be early, Akiriza, the things which which he was saying, God promised him, they were illogical. To the natural mind. Okay, any sensible person. Okay, any sensible person. Okay, naturally sensible would have laughed at Abraham. Okay, in fact, almost all of you, rather almost all of us in this room, we would have taken it upon ourselves to go and give advice to Abraham. As in, be real. Ate otuswaza. Kachabantu, people can't even get saved because of you. Because the thing you're believing now, you say, Muria mamba, avelo mu, na you know, and what? You understand? Okay? A little living. You are now the thing you're believing in. Look, how old are you? How old was he? 99. His wife is 90, 89. Okay? And here is a chap who believes, number one, he's going to get a son. You understand? Number two, apparently, he's going to become a multitude of people, a multitude of nations. Okay? And that he really believes that, he even changed his name. He changed his name. You understand? I'm telling you guys, there are those of you who are like me who would have taken it upon yourselves to go and what? And give counsel to Abraham. Glory be to God. Okay? I think for the most of you, you would have what? Just, okay? Okay, go to a club, a clique, and you just talk about him. Like some people were talking about Bridget. Glory be to God. You don't go and tell a guy about me, eh? You just mude yo nemu korachi, nemu wogerako. Okay? The Bible says, contrary to hope, natural hope. Okay? In hope, Abraham did what? Believed. And because he believed, the Bible says that, you see, it says that so that, okay, that means that he, like, of course, we know that, he became the father of many nations. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 19 continues to say that, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. Okay, remember he's 99. Okay, he did not consider his own body already dead. Okay, because he was about 100 years old. And he even did not consider the deadness of his wife's womb. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, he didn't do what? Consider that. He just considered the promise. Glory be to God. Remember, he believed the God he knows gives life to the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Sarah, you know. Anyway, God, Abraham believed that Sarah, okay, can be revived. Glory be to God. Amen. Sarah was past menopause, you know, 90. Okay? But Abraham didn't consider that. Glory be to God. Abraham didn't do what? Didn't consider that. He knew that he had believed in the God of the resurrection. The Bible says he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. He was done what? He was strengthened in faith. Okay? And you know what that did? It gave glory to God. Hallelujah. It gave glory to who? Hallelujah. When you decide to walk in faith, to believe God, okay, to hope against hope, you give glory to God. Hallelujah. Giving glory to God not only means singing him glorious songs, okay? Hallelujah. But there's an aspect of giving glory to him by believing him. Hallelujah. Okay? Especially for those things which are hope against hope. Okay? The things which are easy to believe. Glory be to God. The things which you even don't need to be encouraged by nobody or by any. Even God, they need to encourage you. Hallelujah. Because it's very easy, very easy. And it's not going to happen in a long while. Very easy stuff. Hallelujah. Very easy what? Yeah. Amen. You're a mathematician. You're very good. Okay. Then God gives you a promise that you do well in the what? What was that thing? And there was a kind of like, yeah, you're like good, I believe. Yeah, you understand? Eh? Of course, you have to believe God. But now, that one's not very hard. Glory be to God. And it gives glory to God when you believe him. Okay? But there are opportunities that God gives you to give him more glory. Glory be to God. To give him more what? More glory. For example, just as an illustration, you can give glory to God by singing one song. Okay? But if you do two songs, now you're giving God more glory than the guy who sang one song. Do you understand? Okay? You can give God 1,000, okay, shillings, but the person who gives God 1,500, okay, gives God more glory. Of course, I don't need to qualify that what statement, okay? You understand what I mean, okay? All factors remaining what? Constant. Glory be to God. All factors remaining constant, okay? Yeah, I know the widow gave more than the rich. Yeah, but all factors remaining constant, he who gives God more gives God more glory. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? So the Bible says he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. So here you are, you're believing God for, in quotes, the impossible. And usually when you're believing God for the impossible, it is not, usually, it is not funny. It is not what? It is not funny. It is not exciting. Hallelujah. It is not. Glory be to God. But as you are in your, let's say, pain, your unfunniness, if I should say, okay? Meanwhile, the spirit world is just seeing you giving glory to God. Hallelujah. The angels are marveling. Meanwhile, very often they don't let you know that what you're doing is great. Okay? But once in a while, God might give you a dream and say, man, you're doing well, man. Okay? As in you're an example, like, the angels are rejoicing at what you're doing. Okay? But very often you won't get that information. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So, giving glory to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So Abraham, the Bible says in verse 21 that he was fully convinced. Glory be to God. People are laughing at him. Eh? People are talking about him. Okay? Others are coming, giving him godly counsel. But for him, the Bible says he was fully convinced that what he, God, had promised, he, God, was also able to do what? To perform. Glory be to God. Amen? Never waste an opportunity to give glory to God. And the context I'm speaking about today is a context of believing God, even when it is hope against hope. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Never waste those opportunities. If you waste them, there might be certain things the Lord will never do through you. Okay? There might be other things. In fact, not only God might never do through you, but also other things God might not do for you. Glory be to God. Are you listening to me? Amen? If you waste these opportunities of believing God, believing the word he has spoken, you will never qualify for. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You cannot get an F9 O level, okay, mathematics, and then you qualify for pure math at HSC. You understand? Eh? You have just lost that. You can't. You don't qualify. You failed. Okay? And for some people, they even don't show up for the exam. They even don't have an F9. They don't show up. Okay? In Uganda, you can't then go and do pure math. Do you understand? I'm using that, but there are things, great things, that God can only do through those who have qualified for those things by something else he told them to do. Glory be to God. And in that context, they gave him glory. They gave him what? They gave him glory, man. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. They gave him what? You yourself, there are things you're not going to do for someone, some good things. You're not going to do for someone who didn't either honor you, respect you, esteem you. They don't qualify for that. They qualify for some other things, you know. But they are, you know, even with Museveni, glory be to God. There are people who don't qualify for certain things, for certain good things Museveni has. You understand? They don't qualify because they didn't qualify. Okay, Museveni has qualification requirements. Hallelujah. And if you don't qualify, you know, and then all of you have qualification requirements for some things, you know, and there's something you won't do for a person if they didn't what? Yeah. Glory be to God. Now, do you know where you get that characteristic? You get it from God. God is like that. God is like how? God is like that. Hallelujah. And you're not going to change him to become what you want. Okay? Yeah. Hallelujah. So, never lose, and that speaks to me also, never lose opportunities to glorify God. Okay? And this is a great opportunity to also remind you once again. Okay? When in the in the process or in the journey of glorifying God, okay, when you advance or you excel at one level of glorifying Him, of believing Him, hope against hope, He always takes you to a higher level. And that is a greater opportunity for you to glorify Him. Okay? And also, an opportunity now for you to qualify for greater things. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen? If you don't go past that level, okay, then you'll always be there. And you'll have missed. And some things are not for this world. Okay, some things are eternal. You have the things which you miss and you only get to know in eternity. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, these are things I didn't plan to say. Hallelujah. But they are just coming, or they just came. Amen. This God, once again, is the God who gives life to the dead. Hallelujah. So He's able to bring to life several things which could have died in your life, or things which are seemingly dead. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17, says that, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, okay? Do you know how he was tested? God told him to offer unto him his only son, Isaac. Okay? Moreover, that is a son God had promised him. Okay? God promised him a son. The man, okay, in hope against hope, believed. Okay? Then at 100 years, after being laughed at, after being called a fool, the man got the son. Okay? And all the people were laughing at him. I think they what? You know, those things of now, you start to what? To tell, say that what? God has told me to shift from this place. From which what? God has told me to shift what? To look for somewhere else. But you don't tell people the real truth. You know, it was what day? Was a killer guy. You understand? They even made you, you had a committee of guys who are what? Backbiting Abraham. And now the guy has a son. You are the chairman of that committee. Now you have a son, Katie. You are what? E. Of course, if you're a wise man, you shift. You repent, say, God, I'm sorry, but I can't stand this guy anymore because he always, and I can't even listen to his what? The sermons. Because every time he'll be speaking about this, for me, I know he'll be referring to me. Yet the guy is what? He's preaching under the unction. Tehulina ko. Negolo, why you get a grakonze? Okay, so you what? You get another charge. Hallelujah. So he gets that son after a lot of trouble, if I should say. Okay, now. Okay, a few years later. It was less than 15 years. I think it was like, anyway, a few years later, God tells him now, offer that son as a sacrifice. Not those things of what? Bring the child to church for dedication. No. Sacrifice meaning killing the guy. The child of the promise. Okay? And it is through Isaac that the many descendants were going to come. You understand? Now God is like, kill him. Man. So you see? Now that was a higher level. Higher level of giving glory to God. Chivi, you gave me glory. Okay, you believe you are 100. You believed that you will get a child. Okay? Now, higher level. Glory be to God. Amen? Those things of what? Premier League. Premier League. Now you bat, you know, top four. Now, Kati, Champions League. Glory be to God. There are some teams here, man. Champions League is a dream. Others are just sailing through. Hallelujah. So higher what? Champions League. Glory be to God. So Abraham, he's tested. Okay? And I think if he doesn't obey this, I think, in my opinion, he won't go to hell. He won't go to hell. You understand? But there's something he's going to miss. And for Abraham, like we all know, it is something that it is an honor that he will have for all eternity. That is why now we are called, we who are in Christ Jesus, the Bible says we are the seed of Abraham. We are descendants of Abraham. You understand? Up to now, every person who gets born again, hallelujah. Jesus came in the lineage of Abraham. Glory be to God. You understand? He was going to miss this. Do you understand? He would have stopped there. He preaches sermons, but his sermons would only be at the level of, I believed God when I was 100 years and I got a child. And that's powerful. Hallelujah. Not many preachers in the world have those, what? Can have sermons that level. The guy, now that's a powerful sermon. You can preach it Monday to Sunday, and it will always have impact. It will always be a blessing. But God now is like, I can give you a greater sermon. Hallelujah. Amen? So now, offer unto me your son. Glory be to God. Okay? The Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up. Okay? So he obeyed. He offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises, okay, offered up his only begotten son. Verse 19 says that Abraham concluded that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. Okay? Abraham put two and two together. He's like, if God said that it is through Isaac, okay, that my descendants, who will be as many as the stars in the sky, okay, and as numerous as the sun by the seashore. He believed that, it is Isaac that through whom all the things are going to happen, okay? So he's like, now, if this God is telling me to kill the child as a sacrifice, then it means the child has to come back. Glory be to God. By the way, prior to this, there had never been a resurrection. There had never been a resurrection. So the guy is believing something that has never happened. Hallelujah. Those things of saying, man, only believe. What you're believing, is it written in the Bible? Has it ever happened? If it's not in the Bible, Abraham is like, those are yours. Those are what? Those are yours. What I'm going to do, come again, I'm going to go chapter of the Bible. Glory be to God. Okay, by the way, you have to be careful of that stuff, that whatever you believe, you should have a scripture. Now, there are no cars in scripture. Are there cars in scripture? So you can't say now, you believe, show me, where's the scripture? Because you have to have a word basis of what you're believing. You understand? Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, be wise. If I should, be wise with some of those things. Okay? Yeah. Hallelujah. But also don't go to the extreme of believing. So, anyway, you understand what I'm saying? I believe you're all what? Sensible people because you have committees. Committees. And you are the chairpersons. Hallelujah. Yeah, but glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. But there's something, of course, you shouldn't believe because they're contrary to scripture. But there are things you can believe. They're not in the scripture, but they don't contradict scripture in any way. You understand? Hallelujah. So anyway, Abraham concluded. But this is serious. Eh? There had never been a resurrection before. There had never been one. Okay? But Abraham gets two words God has given him. Okay? He believed the other one, and it came to pass. Now, he is sure this is God was spoke. He is very sure he has confirmed that it is God who has told him, offer unto me Isaac. Okay? So he puts these two words together. Okay? And he's like, that means this that has never happened has to happen if I kill the child. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it. Glory be to God. Okay? If I die, okay, I will have died believing God. Glory be to God. You see, there are some things where you rather err on the side of believing God. Okay? You make a mistake, but you are actually believing God, you know, than erring when you are in stupidity, you know. Glory be to God. Abraham will say, I'm going to do it. Okay? But you see, God didn't start to, like, this wasn't the first promise God was giving him. Mukama yamuisa, like Bagala said, yamuisa mumitendela. Mumitendela ya faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Katichi, no, this one. Charicha sinia. Glory be to God. This command, chaba sinia. Okay? This command is for what? As in teams like City, Arsenal. But sinia. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Siva manua. Okay? Seniors. Glory be to God. And every one of you, by the way, should aspire to become a senior in the things of God. You understand? It's awesome, man. Okay? Of course, those tests are not easy. Hallelujah. But there's a joy. And especially when the promise comes to pass, man, you're like, it was worth it. Glory be to God. Amen? Abraham won Nukatiyari senior. This, God wasn't giving it to anyone. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. And by the way, God was going to use this in future. Okay, so God is telling a guy to do something. Okay? But he's like, I'm going to use this in future. From, you know, eh? So, man, this was a great honor, you chaps. A great honor for Abraham. But God is not telling him that he's going to use this, Abraham's experience. He doesn't tell him, but he's like, if he does it, I'm going to use. Because remember, okay, thousands of years later, okay, Jesus comes, okay? Jesus, the Son of God. Just like Isaac was the son of who? Of Abraham. Okay, and God offers up his only begotten son, just as Abraham did what? Offered up his only begotten son. Okay, remember it is Isaac who carried the wood on which he was going to be sacrificed. Just like in this story, it is Isaac who carried the wood on which he was going to what? Okay, and it is said, by the way, on the same mountain on which Isaac was going to be offered up, or he was offered up, okay? It is the same mountain on which Jesus died. You understand? Eh? So God, where is that Abraham pass? You know, eh? But it doesn't tell him the greatness that is going to come out of it. He doesn't. He doesn't. Glory be to God. God is not in the business of explaining to us everything that he tells us to do. Hallelujah. But if you have worked with him for some time, okay, you now know, okay, that there is always goodness, great goodness that comes out of obeying him. You understand? Okay, Abraham, katigai alimugulu. Hallelujah. You cannot talk about the word of God. You cannot talk about the Bible. And you don't talk about Abraham. Hallelujah. You can't talk about the death of Jesus, his resurrection. And you don't talk about Abraham. Glory be to God. Even if you don't talk about him, okay, you are his child. Glory be to God. That alone is enough. Hallelujah. Okay? And the Bible says, figuratively speaking, Isaac was raised from the dead. The same way Jesus was raised from the dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Do you see this? Eh? Powerful as in God's, you know? Hallelujah. Okay, believing him, hope against hope. Okay, Abraham, even this was hope against hope. No one had ever resurrected. But they're like Noah. Okay, when God tells Noah that a flood is coming, prepare an ark, a flood is coming. Man, eh? Even Noah's faith also. Realize that at that time, it had never rained. It had never rained. Now you're preparing an ark. Rain. What? People say, what is coming? You know, it had never rained. Hallelujah. But Noah believes God. Glory be to God. So don't wait for some people to go before you. You say, chino nja kuchikiriza ne kansoke ndave. Kansoke ndave. Mariam ye asoka gende ndave. You understand? If you know it is God, it is God. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. If Mariam goes ahead of you, she's going to get this story. You will never get it. I think I tell Chicho. It was your man. God was going to use your story, man. Hallelujah. Okay? God was going to make you the number one preacher of that message. Ngabuoimi ila notakuwa kogila ku umeseje yo. Somehow like, you know, eh? Nengumla bwajo, okay, he's good at it. Yeah, when he preaches about that issue, yeah, he's good. Ninga wali uo senior. You understand? Ate senior yete yete aga scripture nyingi. Glory be to God. Open the Bible. Someone is starting, reads one scripture. Closes the Bible. Nemtani kila hao. You understand? And you go on and go, just give you his experience, what God has done through him. And man, you'll be like. Okay? Do you understand? Hallelujah. Those are the things which, the scripture that comes to mind is, let no one steal your reward. That message was supposed to be yours. You're supposed to be the senior in a certain issue in life. You understand, eh? You know, like there was a dream, someone, I think it is Joan who had it some time ago. I don't think it is 2 years now. Okay? When God was referring to a certain woman, actually, and she's in church of Uganda. Eh? She's called, anyway, you remember? Anyway, some lady. God was referring to her as the LC1 chairman. Okay? LC1 chairman concerning what? Concerning marriage counseling. You understand? Okay? As in, and God was telling some people that they should go to her. But, Pentecostals. Okay? Pentecostals. God is sending them to a woman in Church of Uganda for marriage counseling. Okay? And God was calling her LC1 chairman. Okay? Meaning that in that area, God is like, she's very good. Okay? But those things, you don't just become good by birth. Glory be to God. Do you understand what I mean? Glory be to God. So do not lose your reward. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something that happened to someone in this church, or there's something someone in this church went through. And then sometime later, anyway, I heard that there was someone else who had a problem related to that. And I heard that they went to that person. Glory be to God. Yeah, I was like, wow, you know, so in that area, that person, yeah, glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? You remember Paul, okay? I think it is in Galatians chapter 6. Okay, I'm not going to talk about the things I had prepared to preach because now I know they were not 100%. They were 70% good, but now, you know. Anyway, Galatians chapter 6, 17, okay? Paul told chaps, habari bamtawanya, committees ezo. He assured them that from now on, let no one trouble me. Mulekala wakuntawanya. Okay? For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. What were those marks? Those were scars. The chivokos he had received, the beatings, the man. The guy said, you know, and I think he didn't tell them this at the beginning of their disturbance of him. You understand? He tried to be nice to them, like, as in, you guys, don't disturb me. You know, like, okay? Then I think, well, now this is the last one. Let me assure these guys, okay, that I'm not ordinary. You understand? I am man. I mean, like, I think he's like, now the only, the last thing I can do to help these guys, you know, to go beyond maybe a level that might put them in trouble with God. Okay? He told them, you know what? Let no one trouble me. For I bear in my marks the body, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. So now the scars he had received, suffering for the Lord, because he believed God. He had been called to preach. And that word that you've been called to preach came, God was saying, and you're going to face many troubles in your obedience. Okay? You understand? He believed, you know? And now the scars, you know, marks of the sufferings he has gone through for the sake of the Lord. Okay? And now it's like a thief in heaven. They are, what do they call them? Chepes. What do you think of? Stones. You know, like generals? They're called what? Pips. You know, Glory be to God. You've heard. They are pips. That's what they're called, by the way. It's an English word, isn't it? Yeah. Glory be to God. Okay. The sufferings, never forget this. The sufferings you go through for the cause of the Lord. Because of Jesus, because of your business to God, okay, they become pips. Glory be to God. That's how you hear of some people who are generals in the spirit. You understand? Katigwe, you're just still in the academy of Uma General. You're not going through. You don't know. You're just in the academy. You haven't been on the. It's called what? Front. Front line. You don't have a bullet. What? You've not gotten a bullet wound. But now you're there assessing the general, criticizing him, what he should have done, what he should. You are a first year academy. First year, really? Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? Remember this. Okay? The sufferings you go through. Okay, because you're obeying God. The hardships, the difficulties. Okay? They're making you someone of great stature in the spirit, in the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Okay? And therefore, don't miss those opportunities to glorify God by believing Him, okay, hope against hope. Glory be to God. Amen? The same thing with Jesus, okay? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Okay, it is said of Jesus that by His stripes we are healed. Okay? By His stripes. Okay, now you see the stripes He went through. Now God is using them to bless other people. Like I said at the beginning, there are things God won't do through you. Okay? If you did not glorify Him, okay, which at times, okay, involves you going through difficulties. Hallelujah. Amen? By His stripes. It is because of the stripes that they whipped the Lord. Okay? Now, that is the cause of the healing we can also receive in our physical bodies. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory, if Jesus hadn't been whipped, if He hadn't accepted to be whipped, even to Nabi Dukamu. Okay, Nabi Dukamu, He runs away, man. Things are tight, what, you know. Ah! Then you're like, but if I don't do this, I want to go to hell. Ah, so I'm not going to do it, God, you know, I'm not going to go to hell. Then you run out of the what? Of the class. Now God can never, you know, He wouldn't have used them to cause those stripes to heal nations. Do you understand? Glory, by His stripes were healed. Okay, in fact, stripes there, okay, other Bibles translated as wounds. By His wounds. Do you know how wounds come? Man, wounds are a result of pain, suffering, you know, eh? Okay, in fact, they are painful. So because Jesus accepted to receive that pain, which caused the wounds, then He qualifies to be used of God, okay, to be a healer. Do you understand? Okay? So always watch those difficult promises or instructions the Lord gives you. Hallelujah. God might be looking for someone to use concerning that issue, and He has chosen you to be the one, okay? But He can't use you just like that. You have to qualify. You understand? You have to do what? When you look at most of these great healing evangelists, okay? People like Oral Roberts, okay? Kenneth Hagin. Okay, man, they share with you their lives when they were, you know, on sickbed. Read about Kenneth Hagin. Okay, Kenneth Hagin, he's dying, man. Eh? He's like 13, he's dying. He has TB, he has, I think, leukemia. He's dying. Doctors have written him off. Reverends have come and, you know, say the prayer of what? Like a departure, you know. Hey. Okay? Like Sale Yoko, you know. Gaze on his sick bed. He's going. Okay? He's going. Then I think was he reading his Bible? As you know, he's on his sick bed. He's going. Okay? Then he reads Mark 11, okay, 22 to 25, I think. He reads that, man, and now lights begin to shine. I hope you all know what Mark 11, 23 to 24 is about. If you don't know, I'm not going there. I'm not going to tell you. Glory be to God. But anyway, that's how Hagin gets healed, okay, without medical science, you know, eh? He gets healed. And now it is in that same area that God gets to use him. Glory be to God. Kenneth Hagin would just pray for people, lay hands, and people would get healed. Okay? Because he had passed, you know, he had passed a test. Now he was a general concerning healing. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. Amen? So don't run out of what? of classes, okay? There's a friend of mine in this church who, you know, one time there was a dream when this friend of mine was running out of a class of faith. Huh? Was what? Running out, and in the dream they told him, you know, as in don't. Okay, now, those are people who can talk about now, they can talk about the faithfulness of God. And you're like, what? Like, you know, and they just use simple English. They don't even shout to it to psych up the congregation. Why? You know, then they see you down. You're not responding. They say, raise your hands. You know, say amen. You know, eh? Can I just what speak like an English professor? Just, you know. But while they were talking, man, you can feel that, I don't know, getting child. Like, this is real, man. You know, eh? But it's because they qualified. Okay? They believed God, hope against hope. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Hope against what? Hope against hope. Glory be to God. Amen? Young children, okay? Christina, learn these things when you're still young. Some of us learned them very late. Cutting to the singer, to live by generals in the spirit. But these things we learned them very late. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5, 7 to 9. Talking about Jesus. He says, now all these scriptures, by the way, I just added them right now and I gave them to him. Okay? Talking about Jesus, says that in the days of his flesh, okay, when he was in his human body, okay, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to God, who was able to save him from death, the Bible says, was hard because of his godly fear. Then he said that though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. Okay? And remember, by the way, he had done no wrong. He had done no what? He had done no wrong. He was suffering, but he hadn't done any wrong. Nothing. Okay? But in God's design of things, there's some things which you're going to suffer as you're obeying him. Just know that. Eh? And the earlier you know that, the better. You understand? The better. You go in knowing when we're going to go out pain. Okay? You understand, Bob? Don't think when you get a word from God just means that now that God is the one who has said, yeah, now. And so that means he's with me. And so because he's with me, no devil will disturb me. Yeah? Like, yeah, even devils can't come with me because, that means, like, everything is going to be on the house. It's going to be a party. If you think like that, okay, you just got born again yesterday, or you have never attempted to believe anything God has told you. You're just starting. Okay? You disobeyed him on 100 things. Now, somehow now you're like, now God, okay, give me one thing and I believe you. You understand? There's going, not always, but very often, there's going to be what pain. And so here it says that, yeah. And then it says in verse 9 that, and having been perfected, remember, he has obeyed. You know, and the Bible says, having been perfected, he became the author of eternal what? Salvation to all who obey him. He became the author. He became the, what's the word? This word I'm looking for, yeah? The what? Not the standard. Like, without him, no one gets in. Do you understand? Like, without him, okay, no one gets in. Without him, no one gets in. You know, he became the author. Do you understand? He became the, like, glory be, ticket or something, whatever, you know. But you understand what I mean. He became the author. No one now is the author. You can't be the author. He got it. And without him, no one enters. Without him, no one gets anything. But that didn't just happen because of birth. No. The man suffered. Remember, he was God. He was God. And he decided to take on himself humanity. You know, take on flesh. It's like a mortal body with all its weaknesses and, you know, Hallelujah. He takes, you know, the Bible says he went further than that. He humbled himself. Okay? Philippians 2, okay? From verse 8. Okay? Jesus just didn't become this great what? You know, this great man. Okay? The Bible says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. He became what? To what? To the point of death, not to the point of a party. This wasn't a party, you guys. This wasn't a what? This wasn't a party that you become obedient. Yeah, like those things of God says, walk to State House. And when you get there, then they will get you and carry, there's a party there, then they will get you and put you at the high table. You understand? Christine, drive your car as in a comfortable car, Mulimu AC, on a good road from here up to State House, a good road. Then just drive. You know, in fact, there's no traffic today. Hey, then you reach there. Then they put you back. This wasn't that man. Glory be to God. It was to the what? To the point, or he had to obey to death. Okay? Not just obey, carry the cross. Carry the cross. Go up. Go, you know, Then, then, but okay, you give it to someone. Gonobivam. Don't just carry the cross. Carry to the point of what? Death. Okay? And the Bible says, now, therefore, God also has highly exalted him. Hallelujah. Kenneth Hagin used to say that when you find in the Bible the word therefore, okay, find out why it is therefore. You've gotten it? Okay? When you read something and there's a word therefore, find out why it is therefore. Okay, yeah, what it is there for. So that means that you have to go back. Okay? So Jesus, okay, is now highly exalted, and he has the name that is above every name. Okay? Why? Okay? It is in verse 8. Because he was obedient to the point of death. Even the death of the cross. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now here you are. You really want to be mightily used of God. You pray, God, use me. You read some book, or you listen to some stuff on TV. You watch some matters, those things. Like Eden, what is that program called on Desta? Torchlighters. You are like, wow. Start praying, God, why use me? What, you know, as in. Mighty, you understand? Hallelujah. You have become great. By the way, God is very fine with those prayers of you wanting to become great. Okay? You see, we're his children. Okay? Like father, like son. God is great. So in all of us, there is that seed of greatness. There is that seed that desires to be great. There's that thing. You don't want to just be a nobody. People will just pass eyes through you. That's why people say, na mukama nange nzijukira, mukama, you know, abantu chebankoze, abantu tebanda bawo, mukama nzijukira. Those are great prayers because God didn't create you known to be ukujuke, you understand, known to be recognized. Glory be to God. This is a thing, people want to be recognized. It's godly. You understand? It's godly. That is why these African what? Speeches. Mulumbe, someone a food day, wedding. Man, those things are long because, man, You have to mention all guys, man. You are because kati muja kunso nyiwa, you know, eh? Because now, man, but I get Andrew na yeno mu recognizing ukuru bya kati agenda gamba kati. So there's that, you know, eh? But be sure, for me, by the way, I'm going to make my will. Glory be to God. Okay? I even wanted to write a list of people who should attend. But some people advise me, don't do that. Okay, you just say people who will speak. Temgeda kwamu else one chairman. Why? Else one chairman, man. I'm being buried up country. No, else one chairman, tamani. Now he's speaking. Yeah, no way. That's why my wedding, I'm like, those things of what? Of an employer. And now let's welcome the employer who actually says, my wedding. That guy, tomorrow I'm out of that workplace. Now employer, and the guy who forever been my things. Yeah, I'm like, for what? I work for you? You pay me because I work for you? Now, how do you qualify to speak at this great function of mine? Just because you're an employer. I'm like, yeah. Some of these things you guys do, just copy and paste. But think about them. How does an employer qualify? Some thug there, what? Playing them. Now he's speaking, man, because what? First of all, he wasn't good to you that he gave you a job. Man, you qualified. You did an interview. So he didn't do you any favor. You understand? He didn't do you any favor. Can you know the guy, man, waiting? He has the honor of speaking at this that could be the greatest function of your life, employer. For me, I refused. For me, I did what? I refused. Okay? My friend here, the employer, did the employer speak? I don't know. I'll go, but it's in Nagana. Okay? And my boss was there at the wedding, my immediate boss. Okay? Yeah, you. No, employer. Glory be to God. But what was I talking about? Rico A. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, so those funny AOC1 chairman. Guys are just playing their politics. Because he wants to be voted in again. Now he's using your man, your death. If he's your brother, it's okay. I mean, he can get votes through you. But some strange chap, man. Don't know whether he's a witch. He's there. He's the owner, man. Guy, you get the wedding here. Ku barrio yam 70. Else one chair, man. No way. Ain't happening. Ain't what? Brother, you had better record these things, some of you. Because those things, they will come to inquire of you. Yagamba. I know a chap here. I know a chap here. The whole family, this chap here. The dad had wrote a will which people should speak. Yeah? Which people? And how many people? And this guy here was supposed to execute that. So, man, he was. Last year, was it? You that passed A. Recently. So, man, he executed the thing. Then the brothers went to him and said, but, well, so and so, what you have to speak? Then he told them, but daddy said. Then the VC, the chancellor, VC Makerere, who showed up. Guy na ingira o late, I tell you late. Omayaba guy, but generally. Then Mungamban, the VC can travel all the way from Kampala to Untungamo. Then the girl assured her, but daddy said. Then, man, when the siblings had failed with their brother, then they're like, I think let's go fire the wife. Okay? They came for Christine and said, man, speak to what? Dennis. Now, Swan, so can, you know? Then, what did you say? Man, the guy said, but daddy said. Daddy's not around, but he said this. Hallelujah. Now, those are the chaps I want, man. He's like, man, doctor said, hey, see, we know that. But if the guys are going to get offended, angry, they'll get offended at the dead. For yourself, but daddy said. So, man, that's whatever. There were four chaps. Four. Yeah? What are they four? So there were three. Yeah? Three. The fourth didn't show up, so even that spot wasn't given to another one. Because it wasn't there on daddy's list. Okay? How many? Yeah, but they were what? On the list, they were what? Four. That's only why I'm doing that is because I just remembered some chap in Uganda, a general, okay? And who qualified to become a general? When you read what he did during the Bush War, man. So some time ago, I think he slapped a cop. Remember that story? Did he slap? Hey, slapped a traffic, which was bad. Hey, then when Ugandans were disturbing him, the guy said, by the way, I'm number four. I am number four. And so he began to list the order. Yoweri, I called him Yoweri. Yoweri is number one. Number two, Tumwine or Saleh? Eh? Saleh? Uh-huh. Number three, Tumwine. Number four, me. The guy assured them, I'm number four, man. Musoni even didn't do nothing. Man. I even don't know how that case, what, the guy slapped a cop, recorded him on video, you know, and up to now, I think nothing has ever been done. The guy assured them, by the way, I am number four. But that is Charlie Gonza. Matayo, Charlie Gonza. The guy assured them, you guys, okay? Do not trouble me. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord. What? I'm number four. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now here you are. How are you going to become number four or number one? When you're just chickening out of stuff. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because they have wiped you one chiboko. They know if I'm okay, you just because, but poor man, there were several beatings. Some beatings were many stripes, not just beating negative, beating one, 39 stripes, you're beating one, and went through several of those. Okay, you will be on the ship at night in a storm. Nagakuburi Anjiri, oh, Stagera, Ginakuburi Anjiri. Not Wukanga Teddy Melee. You understand? No food. The girl went through hunger, thirst. Okay? I tell you, Munsiko. No Munsiko, I'm with you again. That why, you know. Then now, you really want to say you're equal to a guy like that? You know, That's why, who was it? Tumwine or any? This guy who said, man, for us, we were in the bush and you guys were eating sausages. Jim was. You guys were eating sausages. We guys were suffering. See, now, you really want us? You think we're equal? That's mysterious. Okay? But then, you guys, you had better be mysterious. Okay? You had better have sense sometimes when you're making noise over what? Okay, naturally speaking, there are things which are anyway, but you understand me, Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Museveni once told guys, man, he was in Western Uganda, years ago. The guy said, I hunted my animal. You remember that? I hunted my animal. Now other guys want to take it from. Really? Okay. Of course, it's not entirely right, but there's some truth to it. You understand? And this is not his country, you know. It is. He doesn't own this country, but he did something, and so he should get something. You understand? But remember again, this is not his what? We are not his what? His property. Glory be to God. But there are some things where, as someone who's sensible, I understand him. And you also understand him, but you just confuse yourself. Glory be to God. Okay? I don't know what I've preached today. And I don't know what Mark is going to write as what? Yeah. But push until something what? Happens. Okay? The thing you're pushing for, if it is causing you pain to believe God, you're going through suffering because of the promise God gave you, which he has told you to pray through. Okay, don't run out of the school of faith. Don't do what? Don't run out. Because you don't know what you're missing. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. You all know, most of you know my thing about money and giving and what. Eh? Yeah, you don't know the pain I've gone through to obey God. Okay? Hence all those things of governor, bureau, you know, eh? You know those things, eh? Now, those things, it didn't come on a silver plate. Okay? Yeah. Most of you don't know. I've been abused. I think I've said it here once or twice. In that obedience. And I had all the right to, like, give up on that thing of what? Giving extravagantly. Because no one wants to be abused. You know, but I'm like, I'm not stopping this thing. Because God told me. And I had the sense to know that my obedience to it, one day, it is going to bring rewards and it will be a great blessing to many. Do you understand? Hence that thing of a depot coming and anointing, you know. Hallelujah. Because God is saying, now you qualify for this thing. Because you have endured. Hallelujah. You have done what? Endured. Glory be to God. So pray until something and don't jump out of these classes. You don't know what you might be missing. And remember, by the way, God will never use you in that area that you failed to qualify by obeying him, even when it's involved pain. You'll have missed that opportunity. And you see, and God will get someone else. Hallelujah. And then also you might not qualify for something greater. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.